A new Harlem-based nonprofit is serving up science to underserved youth in the city in a new way. Hi, this is 1010 Wins Susan Richard, here with the scoop on Science and Arts Engagement New York. This is the brainchild of former Baruch College president Stan Altman and CUNY physics professor Brian Schwartz, who saw the need to do something to attract more young people of color to what are the fields of the future, if not the present. Altman spoke to 1010 Wins.
Well, the mission and vision for the organization is really to engage young kids, primarily of Black and Hispanic heritage, who are historically left out of the sciences and technical fields. They don't, for a number of reasons, one of which is they just don't think that that's something that they can do. And I think growing up on the streets of New York in some of the underserved communities of the city, they're really not encouraged to explore kind of academic pursuits. And so Brian Schwartz, my colleague, and I, in separate venues, but in 2013, joined together to kind of create this idea of a gallery of science that would excite young people by introducing them to just everyday themes, things they're used to, and show them that underneath all of that is science and technology that they're doing all the time, but they're just not consciously aware of it.
They've got an agreement with Janus Properties for a lease on a permanent space at a new building on 126th Street. Construction won't be complete until 2020, so now they're starting to both raise money and engage the Harlem, Upper Manhattan, and South Bronx communities.
And so we decided to do a couple of pop-up exhibitions, and we wanted to find themes that we thought would resonate with youth in, you know, Harlem, Inwood, Washington Heights, South Bronx. And having grown up in the South streets of the South Bronx, basketball is one of these things that all kids can relate to. So the very, very first theme we did was dunk, the science of basketball. And then we decided the next thing, particularly in Harlem, where jazz and bebop and hip-hop and all of that musical tradition is so rich, we had the science of music from jazz to hip-hop. And we had an incredible program which was specifically targeted to the community, to engage them and both show them what it is we're doing, but then try to engage their enthusiasm to help us put together this kind of supportive network to encourage kids to go ahead and prepare for all of the jobs that are coming. I mean, the thing about the 21st century, it's an information-driven economy. And if you're not developing those kinds of skills, you're going to get left out on all of the well-paying jobs and the jobs that are not going to be so easily displaced by automation.
What is your greatest hope for this initiative?
In my wildest dream is that the percentage of students that engage in, one, enrolling Black and Hispanic kids who want to enroll at City College go up by 200%, because I think there's capacity to take more of them on, that these kids become engaged in numerous competitions and hackathons that are now going on all over the city of New York, where kids get involved with activities, where they build things, where they create ideas, and they take an idea and they make it into a living app. It's amazing how many new businesses have spawned out of young people becoming creative with the technology that's now easily accessible to them. And I would like to see Harlem youth be as excited about being involved in a hackathon or engaged in serious discussion about the privacy implications of major tech companies owning their data as they are about the basketball scores, either from the March Madness or the NBA Finals. That this becomes as exciting and as important to them as sports is today.
Learn more about Science and Arts Engagement New York at sae-ny.org. Susan Richard, 1010 Wins News.